Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. We got Natalie on the phone. Hey, Natalie, we just were talking for everybody that's just tuning in about if you would actually go and be more adventurous. They say at 34, that's when people are doing it. And they're spending about an average of $2,000 a year on trips and experiences. How old are you?
I'm 31 years old.
Okay, and are you like a hermit crab like myself, or are you actually out there living your best life?
Living my best life.
What are you doing? Are you single, married?
I'm married. I have a 1.5-year-old, and I work.
All right, so what are you doing?
I'm a nanny, and I get 36 days off a year.
36
wow,
days? Oh,
nice.
My God. Somebody needs to let me start watching their kids. That's a lot of days off. So what do you do?
So in the last 2 years, my husband and I and our little kid, we've been to South Africa, to Ireland. We just booked a vacation to Amsterdam, Brussels, Germany, and Paris.
Oh, my
gosh. And
we
kind of go on vacation every 6 months. And just before he was born, we went to Italy. So we're trying to live our best life and, you know, have fun.
Are you taking the kid with you to, like, Amsterdam and all these places?
Yes, he is.
All right, don't be smoking too much weed. I don't want you to forget your baby somewhere. No comment.
No, we definitely won't.
Okay. I was like, see, a little delay there. No, that's really cool. All right, hey, thank you for calling in. If you're like Natalie out there doing your adventures, let us know. Hit us up, Radio Now AM Show for Twitter and for our Instagram. All right, let's get into it. It is time for Joe's Need to Know News. The number of people killed in a mass shooting at the Walmart in El Paso, Texas over the weekend is now up to 22. Sadly, two more people died yesterday after being admitted to the hospital with injuries from Saturday's shooting. One person that passed away was an elderly woman. She died overnight, and the second patient died in the morning.
Oh, my gosh. That is so sad. I just got goosebumps all over my body.
Yeah, very sad. An 11-year-old boy from Somerville, South Carolina. This is just so insane. The photo you have to see. He's okay, because, Liv, you're going to be grossed out when you see this.
Oh, no.
He was fishing at a lake near his family home when he hooked a bass, like a big old fish.
Uh-huh.
And he was reeling it in, and the hook came loose. The fish was able to spit the hook out, and the fish got away. But it came back, because he was pulling at it. It came uh-huh. back right at his face, and the hook got stuck in his eye and his cheek. And now, instead of panicking like Liv's doing right now, the boy rode his bike back home, said, "Hey, Dad, we got to go to the hospital." So the dad took him to the emergency room. When they got to the ER, they said, "Okay, we're going to give you some medicine." He said, "No, thanks. Just get the thing out."
What the hell?
This is a little kid.
What a little baller.
The hook didn't cut the boy's eye. Luckily, it kind of got stuck on the outside of it, but still hurts, I'm sure. And he was able to get on through and be okay. And the boy immediately went back to fishing. He wore sunglasses, though, and said he learned his lesson.
I mean, that kid's going to have a scar for the rest of his life, and that's going to be the coolest story. He's going to be a chick magnet.
No doubt about it. And let's go here. How about we go to Florida? A Florida couple says their toilet exploded on Sunday morning.
Ew.
No, they didn't go to town eating Mexican the night before. The woman said her and her husband and three dogs were laying in bed in their home, listening to the rain and thunder, just relaxing, when they were blown out of their bed.
Oh, my God. Gosh.
They got out of bed and their toilet was laying on the floor. What happened? Lightning struck near the home septic tank in the backyard.
Ew.
That combined with the methane gas in the poop caused the bomb-like effect that traveled through the pipes. It exploded the toilet in their master bedroom.
That is so repulsive. When you first said this, I was like, that's no big deal. Exploding a toilet, I do that like twice a week.
Oh, yeah, no. Lightning struck. It hit the gas outside in their yard. It traveled all the way down the pipe, and that force just exploded their toilet. Luckily, calm down, though. Doo-doo didn't go everywhere. But I'm just saying, though. It's like, everything okay?
That has got to smell.
They're saying the chance of this happening where your septic tank explodes and blows up your toilet, like the gas down there, is about the same percentage chance of getting hit by lightning or struck by lightning. So it's kind of like a once-in-a-lifetime thing for them, but very interesting. And finally, you know I love talking about my food. Krispy Kreme has released two new Reese's Peanut Butter Filled Donuts. The donuts come in two options, the Reese's Original Filled Peanut Butter Lover's Donut and Reese's Original Filled Chocolate Lover's Donut. I prefer the peanut butter, personally. Like, with the Reese's, do you like more peanut butter or more chocolate?
I like more chocolate, definitely. But I wish he would do one that was both. Like, why not have a peanut butter and chocolate filled donut? Don't you think that would be good?
That wouldn't be terrible, but just in general, when it comes to Reese's, like going back to it, I like the Easter egg ones. Those are the ones where like there's more peanut butter in there.
Wait, the Easter egg ones do hit different.
Oh, they do?
Those are actually really good.
What do you mean hit different? Are you putting them in a pipe and smoking? I don't understand
do
what she's doing here.
Do you not know the term?
No, I don't do drugs, Liv.
No, it's not a drug term, but that's just like what people say now. People are like, I guess that just like hits different. Or like, wow, I guess like those kind of girls just like hit, like it's just like a thing.
Poor Chad, when's the last time you said something about peanut butter and hitting it?
Well, when we played disc golf yesterday, I was like, you hit different because you miss the hole every time.
Okay. Two of the people I work with are on drugs. Great.
Also, my dad said yesterday he loves when we talk about food on the show, so I bet he's loving this.
All right, Papa C, man. Stop by by Krispy Kreme. Just have one, though. You got to keep the health going. These are available starting yesterday for a limited time. That is Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now.